It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We are live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. What a beautiful day it is here at the harbor. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Overreaction Monday, Bart Scott. 888 say ESPN.
Let it ride.
888-729-3776.
Well, I got to say it right,
though. Are you going to say it right?
Let it ride. Really? How confident are you guys? Did you see that game today? And yeah. For everybody that was like, Bert, oh, you got to say let it ride the right way. I don't know how confident you is. Man, that looks like a one and done dude to me. I mean, he brought in a consultant. I mean.
Oh, Nathaniel Hackett?
Yes. Like, this is an offense that people were clamoring for. Like, man, I got to get there. You got Aaron Rodgers. Like, I had to get there. I understand it's a maturation period. Man, but maybe that's why you should play your players in the preseason. Mm-hmm. All these McVay disciples, how's it working out for you? Just because it works out for the guy that does it. It's like all the Bill Belichick disciples trying to be Bill, and it never works out.
No, it doesn't.
We got a panic attack in case of emergency, break glass. Ooh, we got it.
We've got it in Vegas.
Yes.
We've got it in L.A. with the Chargers. We've got it in New Orleans.
No. He got 5 broken backs.
Why is he playing then?
I broke my back.
Where does it hurt?
It's spinal.
Oh, man. All right, so it's Overreaction Monday, of course, on the show. And we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
I'm parched right now. We had some upset there.
It's a little dry in the studio right now, man.
A little hot, too. We had some upsets, too, man.
We had some games. Again, the overreaction. So let's go through some overreactions.
Yes.
Go ahead. So give me one that you have right out of the gate. An overreaction is something you saw on Sunday.
Anybody that don't think this is the biggest, I know Kansas City was close. But, man, Jacksonville beating supposedly the best team in football?
Jacksonville.
Wow.
That is also – I'm glad you went there.
Wow.
Because that's what I was going to say. The Jaguars' defense and Trevor Lawrence deserve our attention now. You've got to now pay attention to what's happening
Are
there.
Are they favored in that division?
Because they've got, think about that division right now. But they've got a defense that's legit. They're so much more organized this year. Like, they're run like a real football team now with Doug Peterson and company. But then you also look at Trevor Lawrence and, by the way, he's starting to look like the guy that was taken number one overall.
Sunshine.
Right?
And who knew all you had to do was overpay Christian Kirk?
He's answering that. He's answering that too.
Hey, sometimes you got to overpay. Who cares about it? As long as he helps you get the job done.
All right. An overreaction from me is I trust the Eagles more than 30 other teams, meaning I probably still trust the Bills.
Oh.
But there's no other team I trust now besides the Bills than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Can we go back in the hot tub time machine? How's that duel of AJ Brown and Devonta Smith looking now? Huh?
It's looking pretty good.
Meh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's looking pretty
good. Sometimes just trust your boy out there. It may take a week or two.
All right. Well, you know what else? Here's my other overreaction. All right, if you want to go there. The Miami Dolphins 3-0. Is fugazi.
Yeah.
Because 3-0 includes 2 games at 1 o'clock at 100 degrees on the field
where
dudes are falling down left and right. Stop it.
It looked like Oregon Trail.
Come on, yeah.
Dehydration. Was it destitute? What's it?
Dysentery.
Dysentery.
Whatever it is.
Bowel movement, constipation.
You had everybody. Josh Allen was so tired, he put his head on Tua's shoulder, and Tua's the one that needed some help coming off that field.
He had the pat on the back.
And come on. He's like, yeah, it's all right, man. I'm feeling it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
There were guys, that game ended, there were guys laying all over the field that looked like Gettysburg. Like, it was crazy, man. It was, listen, man, like that.
NFL did them a favor. And make it, the NFL should be ashamed of themselves. They made them divisional games, too, at that.
That's a great point.
You made him divisional game.
That's a great point.
Those
Patriots in week one, and they were done. Like, you saw that.
They went down there a week ahead.
Right. So look, I won't begrudge.
It's not the same.
The Dolphins this. Yeah. You get that in your schedule, you take advantage of it in your schedule, and they certainly did that.
Yeah.
But you're saying 3-0 is legit 3-0?
400 yards compared to 188 with four backups. On defense.
Yes.
Like, okay, like, take your victory
That's
lap,
what
Miami.
I mean. That's what
Enjoy.
I mean. That's what I mean.
But,
so if you're telling me that all the Dolphins are a team to beat in the AFC,
They're a team to contend.
I'm going to be Robert Saleh and say I'm going to keep those receipts.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I'm buying. Yeah, of course they're a contender. We knew they would be a contender.
Because it's not the same. Like you said, oh, well, in reverse, they have to go to Buffalo when it's cold. It's not the same. You can still breathe when it's cold.
You know what?
It's people's bodies shutting down.
True test is coming Thursday night at Cincinnati. You know what?
Cincinnati still don't look right.
But my point is it's not in the heat.
Yeah.
Now, again, they played at Baltimore, and they were getting smoked until a wild comeback. But it's a short week now. It'll be a lot cooler in Cincinnati at night on Thursday. Let me see what you got. Because, you know, we say somebody's O has got to go.
And who knew it was going to be Indianapolis?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
We'll get to the O's that got to go. But all right, here's another one.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson is your leader at MVP.
Yes.
He's doing things from week to week that we've never seen done before.
Another
75 yards, the 100, like all those things that we're talking about have never done before. So you could talk. Jalen Hurts has been really that's really good. The Eagles are very good. We'll get to them. But Bart, honestly, if you're talking about somebody that is leader of MVP.
You got to go get it. You got to go find it. And that's the thing. Like we always
Which
see
one?
Athletes pay the man his money.
Oh, that. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's gone.
Him and Aaron Judge. Well, Judge would have been able to get it if he wouldn't have been jinxed this weekend, you know, by, you know, the aforementioned Lactavius.
Well, Lactavius jinxed, yeah. I mean, not only did he jinx Judge in not hitting a home run.
Pay that man his money.
Yeah, that's the drop.
Yeah.
Not only did he jinx Judge in not getting the home run, but how about the fact that they didn't even get to finish the game last night?
Yo, it's not coming down.
Talk about Reaper. I can't hear you, but... I'm sure. Yeah, there you are.
There you go. Not my fault.
No. Not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what happens. He's going to do this thing in Toronto. All right, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We get your overreactions to week three. It's Overreaction Monday. You know how this works. Yeah. We've been doing it for the last couple of weeks now. You call in and you give us your overreactions to your team, what you saw to your team. Like, all right, my team, Bart, my overreaction is Joe Flacco should never lead the league in pass attempts, which he does.
Yeah.
And in the top 10, he's number one. And out of that top 10, he has the lowest completion percentage.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't even know if that's an overreaction. I mean, it's just a reaction.
At this point.
Why?
At this point.
Two running backs that are young, that are talented, and just keep airing it out.
At this point, they're at their fifth tackle. They're fifth on Becton.
Mess. Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
McGovern should be ashamed of himself. Like, when he go in on Tuesday, he should go in there with a ski mask. Raymond, is that you?
Is that you?
I got these chumps around the block, man.
It is painful to see.
He couldn't even put his back foot in the ground.
Yeah.
And they weren't like.
Run over. I know. Look, again.
He goes that.
Was I expecting the Jets to win this game? No. But it was one of those things that it was maddening. And I said this yesterday after the game. I know. They did. And then what happened?
Corey Davis got selfish.
Nope. Oh, no.
Corey Davis with the 15-yard penalty? They score there.
No. Bart. You know when the life was sucked out of the building? The life was sucked out of the building, sucked out of the team.
Yeah. But it's stupid players do that.
But that's because that same old Jets though. No. When you can't like you're the it's over. The possession's over, and you have to shove Burrow to the ground and then land on him just so you can get that penalty that gives him life. Well, and what do they do? They score. The game turned there, and it never turned back.
Well, when you push him and you so fat, you're gonna fall over him. So like that was already gonna happen.
John Frankenmeyer is who I'm talking about. But I don't want to call him out, but I'm gonna call him out. Saleh was pissed.
But here's when you're a bad team, bad stuff happened to you. Or your team trying to get good, bad stuff happened to you.
What's that?
Same push happened in the Miami game with Milano. The ball was going clearly. Milano took two extra steps and did what? Pushed Tua.
Okay.
And that's when his back got all wobbly or whatever the hell they were talking about going on.
It's not his
him.
Back that was wobbly. We'll get into that too, yeah. But still. That's the maddening thing. So when players say it's not the same old Jets, that tells me, yes, it is.
It's not.
That's what's maddening. All right. Overreactions. They're coming. We've got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Of course, is the number. But first, before we get to your overreactions, Bart is going to tell us. Oh, wait. No, this is mine.
Yes.
This
is mine. It says Allen.
This is mine.
They said that was too sophisticated
this
for me.
This is mine. No, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But let me tell you about LinkedIn, because these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy, and takes just minutes. Then add your job to the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. That's why businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/...
Alan Bart.
No,
just Bart.
Yeah, that's LinkedIn.com/...
Bart,
right. No. To post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
18 seconds left. Allen. Oh. He goes down. No, he gets back up and tosses it to McKenzie, who's trying to get to the sideline, has to cut it back in and is tackled in bounds with 7 seconds left. Ingram, the tackle.
They're not going to get this off.
3, 2, 1. It's
they
over.
Get it done.
It's over. Miami wins.
560 WQAM with the call. And yes, Mike McCarthy's fingerprints were not all over that one. You know, McCarthy, if he was watching, he was probably saying, it ain't just me. These things happen. And up in the booth.
He couldn't get about Ken Torsey, and
up in the booth.
Man, that might have been did you see somebody come put their hand over the camera because they knew it was there?
Yeah.
But did you see the other
I would do that for you.
Did you see the other coaches looking at him like, man, if you don't sit your butt down, man, what the hell are you doing?
But he's
smacking paper. Like, it's like ruffling paper. Like, if you're going to do something, punch something or kick something. Like, do something tough.
Punch in the air.
Like, come on, man. Like, stop it.
But, yeah, I mean, he finally grabbed the tablet and went Tom Brady on the tablet.
Yeah.
Like, because you got to do something. But, yeah, NFL never disappoints.
But they
another
have to blame,
crazy
they have to,
day of football.
But they had to blame themselves, right? Right before the half, not getting the field goal off. You know, the ball gets stuck in his hands. And he tried, and he couldn't spike it because he thought he fumbled
it.
Well,
first of all, who was it that caught the pass that should have just gave himself up so they can spike it?
Well,
he didn't get out of bounds.
You talking about McKenzie? Well, they still needed to get yardage for the first down. And he was trying, and they were playing to keep you in bounds coverage. He had two guys out there. It would have been a Herculean effort for him to get out of bounds.
Well, so that's why you just give yourself up at that point, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, you're running trying to get out of bounds. You don't know, stop, take a knee.
All right, fair enough.
But still,
they ran out of time. We saw it happen to Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. Yeah, we saw it happen to Josh Allen.
But I'm talking about the one at halftime.
Oh.
When they were trying to spike the ball to kick the field goal, and he fumbled it, so then he had to throw it to Diggs, and he got a bounce in no time, and Diggs looked like he needed an IV. He looked like,
exhausted.
I'm not going to go in the locker room. I'm just going to stay out here for halftime.
We had a lot of that, too. Quinnen Williams going after his defensive line coach.
Yo, I never seen Quinnen Williams look like Incredible Hulk before.
That mad.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see that mad on the field. Patrick Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy.
That was kind of soft,
He didn't like that.
I think that's overblown.
Is it? Okay, well, that's an overreaction. Fair enough. But I don't think it's a reaction.
We should ask Stosh about that because he's more tied in. Tell him to call in.
Wonder if he'll call in today.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we'll hear from him. Last overreaction I have before we get to the calls, Bart, is that Sean Payton should be the next coach of the Chargers, and it should happen as sooner rather than later.
He says he's looking for a team with a lot of Young talent, great quarterback.
Check box. L.A., big market. I think that'll
right
appeal
now.
To him. And they
I,
give
I
him
wonder
full
what kind
autonomy.
Of house they would give him. You look at Cliff Kingsbury house. You look at the dude from USC.
Cliff Kingsbury, by the way, is facing the fire already in Arizona. I mean, the question.
They just paid him. There's nothing they can do.
I know, but they're coming after him. All right, let's get to your overreactions. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Overreaction Monday. We begin with Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Gentlemen, my overreaction after 3 weeks, my Philadelphia Eagles Eagles are like a 500 football team at best. And I got some reasons. One, that Detroit Lions game, you take away that hero ball for the pick six, the Eagles lost that game. Second game, my guy Kirk Cousins, he is solar powered or something because he can't play at night. So that combined with the hero ball for Darius Slay, that's what kept that game together. And the Eagles offense went to sleep in the second half, did nothing. And then yesterday, that offense, first quarter, nothing. Second quarter, 24 points, great. Third quarter, nothing. Fourth quarter, nothing. At some point, they're going to run into a good team, and three quarters of zero offense is just not going to cut it. And I don't know that I can depend on this defense to keep hero balling it up to win these games. So, overreaction, the Eagles are a 500 team.
Rob, bringing it with the first call of the day.
I feel you, Rob.
I'll tell you what, though. That
you should
defense
be happy.
Has been dominant.
You can have nice things. Like, it's okay, man. Be happy. I know you don't want to overreact.
Kirk Cousins might be solar powered.
Yeah. Yo, we need to keep that as a drop.
That's a hell of a line.
We might need to keep that.
I like that one. Best fan of the month brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. That would be Quentin from Illinois. Quentin.
Hey, howdy, guys.
What's happening?
My overreaction is running back Chase Brown of the Illini is going to lead the nation in college football rushing yards, and the Salukis are going to go deep in the playoff with Coach Nick Hill and his dogs. Shout out, Bart.
Salukis!
Nick Hill and the dogs. I hear you. But they're D1AA, so, I mean, we'll see what goes on.
But still,
we're about that smoke. Usually North
Dakota. You still do something there.
Yeah, usually North Dakota State is like, I mean, the Salukis has won a national championship since 1983. You know what I'm saying? But, he got him balling, and he played there. He used to be the quarterback there, so it shows you that you can't go back
blood
home.
In the ground. Yeah, that stuff matters.
It matters to him. He cares.
We continue overreaction Monday. We go to Connecticut, talk to Victor. What's happening, Victor?
Hey, Bart and Harlan, just before I get to mine, I just want to say you guys are amazing. Love you. Bart, you're the funniest cat on the radio. Anyway, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with Denver. The coach sucks. The quarterback sucks.
But the good thing is that the division sucks right now.
Exactly.
So like just they got two wins, they're second place. They're tied for first place.
It's ridiculous. It is amazing to think this, Victor. Right. And thanks for the call. It's like
the best division in football is what it was. What it was.
Yeah. We thought it was going to be a great division. It has not lived up to it so far. But this is amazing. Like Nathaniel Hackett's 2-1 to start his career. 2-1. And we're like, this guy should be fired today. Right? Like he should walk in today and they should be like, No.
We have seen enough.
We good.
Who's the guy that they brought in to consult from Baltimore?
He brought in
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Let our fans tell us.
He definitely brought in some help.
They always got
he admitted
news.
That he's overwhelmed. And you know what? He's right. At least he's right about that. We continue. Overreaction Monday. We go to New Mexico. Angelo joins us. Angelo.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right. My overreaction is Leslie Frazier should be fired. First with the collapse in Kansas City, and now on 3rd and 22, he seems to fall under the big moments.
Who'd you say again?
Leslie Frazier.
Ah, Leslie Frazier. Oh man, well that's tough, man. He's playing with four backups.
I mean,
Ed Oliver, no Michael Hyde, like Poyer. It was
100 degrees.
And he held that offense that went for 500 yards week before against the Baltimore Ravens to 188.
His team only scored 17 points.
Yeah, you have to understand too that when you have two guys out starting, especially in that heat, you got to take the guys that or special teams and start them. So now your special teams is wacky D too.
I was just going to say, like, you lose depth quickly.
Yeah, you lose depth. That's why people were passing out, because they probably were asking some of the young guys, hey, man, we still need you to get on this
double
punt
time.
Team. Yep. Yeah. And they out there like, ooh, it's hot. I need to get back in the shade. I wonder how much FPF 50, 60, 80, 100 was used. They probably bought stock. I should have bought stock in
sunscreen.
Did you
see that they brought, though, something?
They always do that.
Yeah.
Because what Miami does is they put you in the heat.
Mm-hmm.
On the sunny side, right. And then they make you wear the dark uniform. Traditionally, you wear your dark uniform at home. You wear your light one on the road. But they make you wear your dark uniform on the road, and they wear their white uniform, light uniforms at home, while you just soaking up all that heat, burning. I bet you somebody's shoulder pads probably melted yesterday.
Wait, one more. Let's get one more, and we'll keep this going, of course. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hunt, Overreaction Monday. Let's go to Jay. What's up, Jay?
Yo, what's going on, man? Hey, I'm gonna check this out. I ain't gonna talk about my Cowboys because I really don't care if we win or lose tonight. Mm. I'm an Ultimate fan. I ain't gonna talk about that. But these Philadelphia Pigeons overreaction. It takes longevity. They're just 3-0. Okay, fine, but it takes a whole. Let's see what's gonna go through the rest of the season. Jalen Hurts is good, but hopefully he don't get hurt, because they're going to need this man.
Oh,
that's all I got to say.
Wow. Let
me tell you the beauty of Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts showing that he could be the guy. They got 2 first-round draft picks next year holding,
like,
in case they need a quarterback. So they can reload with some pretty good football players.
They're not done. That's the thing, where they're just getting started.
They already have 2 rookies. Remember, 2 kids, Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean, that failed because they thought he needed surgery.
I know.
They got 2 premium guys this year, and they can load up and go offense, defense. Oh, they can go for the top center. Kelsey's going to retire.
They're in a good position. They are just getting started. That's the thing. That's the most exciting thing if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and boy, do we hear from them, is that this is just the start. It's just the start.
Jalen Hurts don't have to pay his second-round draft pick.
Yeah, that's right, too. All right. Well, you know what? Speaking of start, how about this start for Overreaction Monday, Bart? We've gotten some good takes.
They're on fire today. Keep it up.
Hot fire takes. We keep them going at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, remember on Friday we played Somebody's O Has Got to Go.
Ah.
Some O's went and some stayed. We'll discuss that and more next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
It's final.
ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you feeling about Riri doing halftime?
Who?
Rihanna doing halftime.
Well, that's dope. Who else going with her, though? Taylor Swift, too.
No, it was announced that it was Rihanna.
But Taylor Swift, you know they always have more than one person.
Oh, you think that she'll just appear or something like that?
She may sing some. I think I saw Taylor Swift as well.
I heard a ridiculous stat. Probably one of the most ridiculous stats. Not ridiculous in that way. It's more like mind-blowing. That Hembo had on Greeny.
Yeah.
If I was to tell you, in the top 10 all-time album sales, there's 2 women. One is Madonna. Who's the other one?
Beyonce?
Nope.
Whitney Houston?
Nope.
Don't say Rihanna.
It's Rihanna.
Riri?
Yeah.
Which album?
We don't know. Of all time.
Oh. Well, she got a whole country behind her. Barbados.
Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that, like, you would never think that.
Never would.
Those names that you came up with, Dolly Parton, I would come up, like, you would think, like, a country singer.
Oh, Dion? Celine Dion?
Celine Dion was, yeah, you'd think she'd be on that list.
Barbara Streisand?
You know what I mean? Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable that's not the name you would think of, but it just shows you the great success that she has had. And now, Super Bowl.
I mean, she's a billionaire, too, off of makeup.
Hey.
That's a new link, new hustle.
It's a good hustle. It's not that bad. This hustle is Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We continue with Overreaction Monday. As I mentioned, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to get renter's insurance to protect things that help you make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. Well, back to the calls, your overreactions. Just so you know, everybody else that's on hold right now, the tone was set in the previous segment. Yeah. We had some callers. We had an Eagles fan. They're 3-0. And he was like, they're a 500 team. And he broke down why. So that's the real we're hoping that you bring. But we played a game Friday called Somebody's O Has Got to Go. And there were several teams that either had they were undefeated or
winless.
And there were O's that went. Kansas City's O went. Their first loss of the season to the Colts. The Colts O went. Their
it's
first win of the
got,
season.
They got a tie.
Right. They do have that tie. But their first win of the season against Kansas City. Buffalo's O had to go. They lose at Miami, so they're 2-1. Tennessee's O had to go as they beat the Raiders, and they're now 1-2. Carolina's O had to go. They're now their first win of the season against the Saints. They're 1-2. The Bengals O, that had to go. They beat the Jets. They're now 1-2. And the Buccaneers O had to go as they faced the Packers and lost, so they're 2-1. And how about the Falcons? They get their first win of the season.
They're
1-2
they're
now.
They're better than
Seattle. I agree, too. I think that's a pretty good team. They beat Seattle. Now, Miami's O stays. They're 3-0. The Eagles O stays. They're 3-0. Houston's O stay. The Texans are now 0-2-1. And the Raiders, that O stays. They're 0-3. And if you're Josh McDaniel, this is job two, and you're already 0-3. And we all know when you're 0-3, making the playoffs.
Finito.
Yeah, it is like a percentage chance to do that. And then tonight, Monday Night Football, the Cowboys and the Giants. The Giants, does it got to go? We'll find out if there's 3-0 teams after tonight. But, Bart, out of all the O's that had to go, what was the most surprising?
I mean, we're sitting here after we watched Jacksonville, which maybe that's not as bad of a loss as we thought for Indianapolis. If we thought that Jacksonville was going to hold Kansas City without Shaquille Leonard, his new name, so 17 points. And I kind of said that offense.
And the Colts.
Yeah, yes. The Colts would hold Kansas City to 17 points.
Right.
Y'all would have laughed at me. But I told you this Kansas City offense isn't the typical Kansas City offense of old.
They don't have their kicker.
Okay, so that would
that is
okay. So
I mean, they did
points.
Get kind of like that cost them though, not having.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, the play like a jet.
Travis Kelce dropped the ball,
and that was a big drop that he went right to social media apologize for. So it was uncharacteristic performance by the Chiefs.
Chris Jones was
and
the taunting.
Desperate must win. Yeah, how about that? A desperate must win for the Colts. I would agree. Of the O's that went, both went in that game. That was a big one. All right, let's continue. Overreaction Monday through the NFL on Bart and Hahn. Let's get back to the calls, and we go to New Jersey and talk to Merv. What's up, Merv? He's on a motorcycle.
Merv, what's up?
We got you.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you? Good.
Real quick, before I get to the Bengals. Man, Bart, the funniest thing I ever seen is a short with Chad Johnson trying to talk to Terrell Suggs during the game.
Yeah,
and then he's like, oh, no, here comes Bart.
I was Debo, man. Chad knew what time it was. I told him I knocked them golds out of his mouth. I'll play that stuff with him. When it's game, there ain't no friends.
We're no friends, yeah. That's a great YouTube clip.
So true. But the Bengals are back. Like, the offensive line is stunk for two, 3 years now, if these guys get it together a little bit, their offense is going to be better than last year.
It looked like it. Like some people say that was like the first 2 weeks of preseason for Joe Burrow, and this was like his first real game, and they were back on the same page. Did you see that? You obviously covered the game.
The Jets, the same issues that Joe Burrow has with holding on to the ball was there for the Jets to be able to take advantage of, but they were just undisciplined in their pass rush. You know, Jets have the most expensive defensive line in all of football.
Wow.
You know, that's Robert Saleh's calling card. And, you know, they were undisciplined. You know, one time Jacob Martin peeked his head inside. Joe Burrow went in, ducked down, spent out. And that's when, and then Quincy Williams comes out of coverage, and then he's like, I'm going to come get you. And he just throws the ball over his head to the person he was checking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just uncharacteristic. I think if they would go against a better team, or if the Jets, you know, maybe would have played them later in the season where they could kind of tighten up some of the problems they have. I don't know if I'm 100% sold. I mean,
so you think the Bengals took advantage of a
situation? I mean, just think, if Corey Davis doesn't do what he does and they're able to score there, it's a one score game.
Okay.
And anything can happen. What was disheartening was the fact that when they needed to stop, you know, the Bengals, they just ran the ball out. It took 7 minutes off the clock.
The missed tackle was it T. Higgins or was it Boyd? Which one was it?
But that was T. Higgins, right?
The missed tackle, that was.
And the crazy thing is, that's Whitehead coming in with a forearm. That's a Super Bowl champion. See, these little safeties be thinking that they like Debo and they just going to knock somebody out with a forearm shiver. First of all, this dude's like 6'4".
Yeah.
And he's bigger than you.
Yeah, those two guys.
You're not going to de-cleat nobody.
There were some spectacular catches that they were making.
I mean, I thought he went night-night one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was already in the protocol. I think that was Whitehead that came over and got the personal foul. But, you know, he got a conscience.
Yeah, he had to go to the sideline for a minute. But you're right. And there was a lot of that certainly going on as well. Injuries around the league, including why one player is playing, and why one player was allowed to keep playing. A lot more to get to. Overreaction Monday as well. It is Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn, coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. We continue Overreaction Monday at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. There's a lot of little things, too, injury-wise around the league. There's questions about a player who, why is he playing? There's a question of a player of why is he still playing? And a question of a player of why did he get back in the game?
Yeah.
Why is he playing? Let's start there.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, why is he playing? The rib issue, he did not look comfortable.
That's an injury that's hurt for a while.
Right.
Cartilage, rib injury.
And sometimes we always say this, save the player from himself.
Right.
We'll hear from Brandon Staley coming up later in the show, in the next hour, because that's one that's going in the BS translator. But just from a player perspective, Bart, he said he didn't want to leave. I don't want to let my teammates down. So that means somebody else has to tell him, all right, you're not letting anybody down, but I'm not letting you play.
Yeah, you got to trust that we have people that can step up. Like, what's your belief in the back? What are you saying to your backup quarterback?
That's a good point.
Like, I mean,
we'd rather him play hurt than you play.
You're saying you hurt with broken ribs is a better player than him.
Fair. All right. So then the other one now is why is this player still playing? And that, of course, is Jameis Winston. Who already told us that he's got like a back issue, and then the back is fractured and all that stuff. He was, you know, like, it's like, again, Jameis, where does it hurt?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
That's one of your favorite. That's Tyson, obviously.
You can use it twice.
But again, with Winston and the Saints lose, and
Michael Thomas is hurt.
It is a struggle. If he's got a fracture in his back,
They said four fractures.
Why is he playing?
Four.
Why? Why is he playing?
Why are they allowing him to play? You know, James is a guy. He's a soldier. He's going to go. Remember what they said after the win the first game? He's like, where does it hurt? He's like, everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, everywhere.
He is a walking quote.
Yes. Yes. That part is true. But in all honesty, though, if he said he had like four layers to protect the back and all. Like, this is what I mean. And then there's.
You know, he's probably not practicing much. So what about rhythm and timing with the team?
And then there's Tua Tagovailoa, who, yes, the Dolphins win, but he gets hit late in the first half.
Pushed on his back.
And he has like the jelly leg when he gets up. Now, I don't know if you've ever felt
the standing eight. Yeah,
have you ever felt that?
I've felt like the top of my body was disconnected from the bottom. Like,
your leg just gives out.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like a nerve. It's like a nerve thing. Like, yeah. It's like air is in between the top of your body and the bottom of your body. You just can't feel the ground.
And that's what happened. He comes back, and I mean, that looked pretty scary. But he comes back and plays. And now there's a report that the Players Association has told the NFL it wants to initiate a review of the league's concussion protocols.
Yeah,
because I think there's a lot of people wondering, how did he how was he let back in the game? Now, they called it a back injury. And as you mentioned, it could be where there was some swelling and a nerve is pinched, and then you get like that little jelly leg from that, too.
You get the dead leg, and then they probably went back and
but he shook his head a couple of times as if he was trying to get the birds out.
But he could have been shaking his head like, oh, my God, I can't feel my legs. Oh.
I don't know.
Because he got up like Zab Judah. When he got knocked out against
you know that they went through all the protocols. Nobody feels
like he went into the locker room.
Yes,
so that's an independent neurologist. So that's not somebody that's paid by the team. This is independent doctors, and that's one thing that came out of.
So
the
are
CDA
you saying?
I think it had to be his legs.
You think it was something
because
along those
lines. Person's independent that comes in, they can care less.
Scary moment though. Like, it definitely was when you saw
it. I'm glad it's his back and his leg, his back, than his head.
Of course.
I mean, his head went back and hit the ground, so we just assumed. But also, his tailbone hit the ground first.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of nerves right there. Anybody that's ever had sciatica or something like that understands what it's like. Yeah. I've been walking before and fell, like, because my legs gave out on me.
Oh, no, that definitely happens. But I've been hit in the head with an elbow. And took my next step felt like there was a hole in the ground.
Glass
seriously, like it felt like there was a hole in the ground. I took a step and I didn't feel the ground.
It was like my
until I landed, until I was flat on the ground. Glass Joe, at least he got to like spin a little bit. I went straight down. But that can happen too when I don't know whatever happens, but you get hit like that. So
yeah, that's true.
There was, I mean, again, plenty of concern there.
I mean, they'll do their investigation.
You should be taking care of these guys.
Then mac and cheese.
Why is Herbert playing?
Yeah, that. I don't
Why is he
one.
Playing?
Yeah, because they're afraid that they see that they're in a division that's supposed to be tough.
Well, you got.
They knew they needed that game, and this is the thing. I know after the fact, you're like, okay, Jacksonville may be better. But if you coming into the game, you're supposed to have a team that's arguably the best team in the league, and you think you're afraid of Jacksonville, you got a lot more problems on your hands than that because you have a small belief system in your guys.
It's that. It's how prepared are you, all that stuff. I mean, that division alone, question marks. But there's a lot of question marks now about the Chargers. There's really a lot. There's enough for me to wonder, as we talked about earlier last week when Sean Payton was talking about situations and where he wants to coach next. And we've all kind of moved on from the idea that he's going to be the Cowboys head coach after what Todd Archer told us. But if there's a team that right now has is flashing lights.
MVP caliber quarterback.
Well, there's two because Denver could be another place.
But I don't know if you want to go to Denver. I don't know if you want to deal with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is like damaged goods. He can still mold Herbert much like he molded Drew Brees. Remember, Drew Brees was coming off like his fourth year when that happened.
Yeah, I wonder what Damian Woody thinks of this and more. We'll talk with him coming up next. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.